Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
All right, so just a pre-warning going into this episode, we did have to split the Saturday review into two parts. Obviously, the first part went for 30 minutes. I thought that was enough for you guys. Obviously, do want to split it up. I don't want an hour podcast reviewing three games of football. So obviously, we did split it up. We have split it up into two separate podcasts. So part one goes through the first two games, I should say, for your Super Saturday, which was the Wires and the Manly Seagulls, obviously in that draw. And then the Eels taking on the Cowboys. And then this part is just going to go through exclusively the Rabbitohs and the Sharks game. So hopefully a little bit shorter for you guys. And I know it will be because as much as I could talk to you guys for an hour about my South Sydney Rabbitohs, I will not do that to you. I'll try and keep it as unbiased as possible. But let's get straight into this episode. Hello and welcome back to Big Les's League and All Rugby League Experience. I'm your host, Big Les. Now, let's review the Rabbitohs and Sharkies game. Obviously, a massive one for the Rabbitohs in terms of turning their season around. I thought it was one of their better games in the past few weeks that we've seen from the Rabbitohs. Obviously, considering South Sydney have been playing quite poor, so poor that it's brought the coach's job into question. And obviously, some late changes in this one maybe proved to be successful. Obviously, Damien Cook being dropped out of this team. Obviously, you know, Tullis Duncan, Sean Kepi also being dropped out of this side. Unfortunately, there has been a few more injuries for South Sydney, which is just going to add to the pain of their season at the moment. Obviously, Cam Murray set to be out for the 11-day stand down with concussion. Tyrone Munro has broken his collarbone. He has been so unlucky with injury, obviously being out for the first few weeks of the competition for 8 weeks, and that's including time in the preseason due to a syndesmosis injury, and now has done his collarbone. So all the best to Tyrone Munro as he recovers from that one, but just so devastating for him. And then Tevita Totola had an ankle injury as well, and I don't think ended up coming back onto the field. So South Sydney were only playing with one bench player. Super courageous stuff from the South Sydney Rabbitohs to keep this game so tight as well with their defense. I thought they did a really good job, the South Sydney Rabbitohs. As I said, it's been one of their better games from the past few weeks. Now, if you look at the stats in this one, obviously the possession was leaned a little bit more towards the South Sydney Rabbitohs, 51% to 49%. The possession evened out a little bit, especially in that second half. Let's talk about the South Sydney Rabbitohs first. Obviously, as we've said, a much better start to what we've seen in previous weeks from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. They started with a lot of defensive intent. They were there for every tackle. Tom Burgess had one of the better performances that I've seen from him. But there was just a lot more intent from South Sydney through the middle of the field, which was really nice to see. We brought up Tom Burgess before. He finished the game with 161 metres, 58 post-contact metres. He had a line break in there, a tackle bust, 12 hit-ups there for Tommy Burgess as well. 15 tackles there in the middle. Thought it was one of the more solid performances I've seen from him. Definitely one of the better forwards of the game and setting the tone through the middle to start this game as well, especially with his defense. Keon Koloamatangi there on the edge as well. He finished the game with 11 hit-ups. Obviously, ran 415 meters, but it's odd to say that in this South side, he wasn't the standout back rower, Keon Koloamatangi. It was actually Jacob Host. Had 16 hit-ups in this game for 152 metres. Looked really solid every time he ran the ball too. Came in for a run. Played 66 minutes in this game. I think came off with an injury. Obviously, HIA it was at the start of the game, but nearly played the full game. Looked very good while he was on the field, obviously. 16 runs, 152 metres. But then defensively as well, made 26 tackles. Keon Koloamatangi, 29 tackles in this game as well. They both missed 4 each. I thought when Havili came onto the field as well, he looked quite good. Obviously came on in the middle and then moved into the number 9 role. Ran for 112 metres off 12 runs, 38 post-contact metres. He had a line break assist and a try assist in this game, 2 tackle busts. And then 27 tackles with only 3 missed in this game. Havili having one of his better performances after coming back into this side after being dropped a few weeks ago. And then Davey Mawali, obviously after only getting around 15 minutes per game over the past few weeks, he gets 45 minutes in this one, has 14 runs for 116 metres, 47 post-contact metres, 13 hit-ups with a tackle bust, 26 tackles, only 1 missed. He was unreal, you know, coming onto the field as well for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. They were up for the contest in the middle. I thought Dean Hawkins, it was one of his better games as well. Obviously, the criticism, the main criticism that we've had over these South Sydney halves is just their ability to vocalise, to speak, to be mini generals like they had in Adam Reynolds in this side, and to take, you know, to take control of this team as well. And that's what we saw from Dean Hawkins in this one, taking a lot more control there at seven. Had a great kicking game in this one as well. That 40-20 that he kicked, or that he nearly kicked before Will Kennedy picked it up and ran it out. You know, just his kicking game in this one, the subtle things. Cody Walker getting a lot more involved in this game as well. But Dean Hawkins definitely made it clear that he was running the side there at seven. He was a lot more vocal. And a lot of the times when you saw him on that screen, whether it be on Fox League or on Channel 9, wherever you were watching it, he was telling everyone where they needed to be, where he wanted them. It was very vocal, and that's exactly what South Sydney have needed. And as a result, South Sydney played a lot better with that mini general there and Dean Hawkins in the number seven jersey. As we said before, Cody Walker running the ball a lot more, 13 runs. So peculiar, you know, compared to what we've seen from Cody Walker to start the season, getting a lot more involved, 13 runs, 86 metres in this game, 14 post-contact metres. He had a line break assist and a try assist. He had a tackle bust in there as well. Made 16 tackles. Thought he was great. Dean Hawkins made 28 tackles too, by the way. Unreal effort from him. Both halves looked really, really good to me. Really, really good. Shout out to Jai Gray. 15 runs, 172 metres. That kick that he got out of his own goal line, obviously with the size of him as well at the start of the game, was just incredible. But, you know, was getting heavily involved in this game. 15 runs for 172 metres. That's exactly what they've needed from Latrell. It's exactly what they've needed from Latrell over the past few weeks, just to get heavily involved, get plenty of touches, and run for a fuckload of metres. 172 metres, 54 post-contact, had 7 tackle busts in this game as well. Made 7 tackles, only missed 1 tackle in this game, also defused 2 kicks. And we're talking about a guy that's 5'5". Yes, you heard correct. He's 5'5". He's probably the smallest player that I've ever heard of in rugby league. And then he comes up with these incredible stats. Obviously, 172 metres off 15 runs is incredible. But it's, as I said before, it's exactly what they've needed from Latrell. He did a very good job, Jai Gray, and I think he has to be in the 17 moving forward. If that means Latrell Mitchell is moved into the centres, I think that's what's best for the team. I think Latrell Mitchell goes to left centre. Jack Whiten moves over to the right-hand side. I think that's how they've got to play going forward. I think that's the team they've got to run with when Latrell Mitchell does come back after this 3-game suspension. Because Jai Gray, if it continues to have this sort of form, and we've only seen one game of him in the top grade, obviously we saw him in the Charity Shield as well, but if he continues this sort of form and gets this involved every single week, I think that you've got to have him in the 17. I'm saying now that you've got to have him in the 17 because that's what you need from a fullback, and that's not even his best position. His best position is 5'8", and he's playing fullback. He fills in and has these sort of stats. You know, I think you've got to have him in the 17. I think he pushes Latrell into the centres because, as I said before, these are the stats you need from a fullback. He killed it out there, Jai Gray. I think he's got to be in the team somewhere, whether it's at 1, whether it's in the halves, or whether it is at 14. He's got to be in the team somewhere. Was really impressed with his game, Jai Gray. Very impressed with his debut. Shout out to Jack Whiten as well. He had to move into fullback when Jai Gray went off the field. Jack Whiten finished the game with 19 runs, 188 metres, 73 post-contact. He had 4 tackle busts in this game as well. 8 tackles in this one as well, Jackie Whiten. 7 tackles, which is very unlike Jack Whiten, but other than that, I thought that he was quite good in this game. In attack, he was fantastic and did a great job filling in at fullback as well. Someone that's had a very solid 2 weeks for the Rabbitohs has been Tane Milne as well. 14 runs, 121 metres, 40 post-contact metres. Had a line break in there as well. 3 tackle busts. Then defensively, 6 tackles, and 0 missed. His defence was very solid. He just comes in and does his job, and he has so for the past 2 weeks. He's been very, very good. But all in all, South Sydney, a much better performance than what we've seen over the past few weeks. As for the Sharkies, performing very, very well. Definitely looked like the better team on the day. That is as a result of both Nicho Hynes, Ronaldo Mulitalo. Will Kennedy looked quite good as well. Kale Iro on that left-hand side. Ronaldo Mulitalo having an absolute blinder out there as well. But their middles were a big part of this game, giving this side a lot of momentum. So these guys like Will Kennedy, Nicho Hynes, Kale Iro, Ronaldo Mulitalo can have these sorts of games. Really, really solid performance from some of their middles. Let's talk about some of these performances. Obviously, Ronaldo Mulitalo having a blinder. He had 14 runs, 121 metres. He ended up scoring 2 tries in this game as well. He had 5 tackle busts in there as well. 2 try assists, a line break assist. He was in absolutely everything, Ronaldo Mulitalo. Funnily enough, on that right-hand side, a fullback that sort of gets overshadowed a little bit by Ronaldo Mulitalo is Sione Katoa. Had 15 runs, 155 metres, 45 post-contact metres, had two line breaks, 14 tackle busts too for Sione Katoa. Insane stuff. On that left-hand side, I thought Kale Iro had another blinder here. He had 153 metres off 16 runs. He had 54 post-contact metres, 2 tackle busts, and then defence, 18 tackles, 0 missed. He was unreal. Absolutely unreal there, Kale Iro. Nico Hines having an absolute blinder in this one, and I feel like his performance was, I guess, overshadowed a little bit with a lot of focus being on South Sydney and the problems that they're having internally at the moment, especially with Jason Demetrio. A lot of talk about him. A lot of focus was on South Sydney in this game. Not many people really, you know, noticed Nico Hines' performance in this one. He had 15 carries of the football, 113 metres, 22 post-contact, had a tackle bust in there as well, set up 2 of the tries, and then in defence, 29 tackles for Nico Hines. He kicked for 220 metres. A lot of the kicking actually being from Braden Trindle, who kicked for 284 metres. But Nico Hines had another great game. His running game is so dangerous. And his combination with Blake Brayley as well is something special. Blake Brayley having a good game in this one as well, scoring a try in the last few minutes to really put the nail in the coffin for the Cronulla Sharks. But it was that grindy defensive game, a super grindy defensive game, a great battle through the middle. Speaking of the middles, Tom Hazleton is having a really solid start to the year. 44 minutes, 13 runs, 122 metres, 46 post-contact. He had 13 hit-ups in this game as well. Thought that he was great. Teague Woolton too on the edge, 13 runs, 104 metres, 35 post-contact, 13 hit-ups for him on an edge with 4 tackle busts there. Teague Woolton, he was great. Cam McInnes as well, 12 runs, 143 metres, 42 post-contact metres, 11 hit-ups, 2 tackle busts, 41 tackles, 0 missed. Like, Cam McInnes was definitely one of the main guys for them through the middle of the park. Jack Williams having another solid game out there as well. He played 35 minutes, a little bit less than last week. Had 10 runs of the footy for 91 metres. Had 36 post-contact, 10 hit-ups, a tackle bust in there. 21 tackles, only 1 miss. Was great. And then Toby Rudolph in his return from injury, 91 metres, 25 post-contact metres, 9 runs of the footy. Had a tackle bust in there as well with 21 tackles, only 3 missed there for Toby Rudolph. He was great. I thought that CSC for Talakai was good off the middle. He only played 16 minutes in this game. They played him through the middle of the park, but 6 runs, 77 metres, 35 post-contact. He had 6 hit-ups. I thought he was quite good in that sort of role. In all honesty, even as a South supporter, I thought that the Rabbitohs were going to get absolutely smoked in this game. For the scoreline at the end to be 34-22, I'm very impressed. I think South Sydney did a very good job to keep this close. It was a big forward battle in this game. It's a lot better from South Sydney. I think any other side, you know, especially against some of these bottom 8 sides, I think they do win the game, South Sydney. Errors, I think, let them down as well at the end of the day. Obviously, discipline was highly in favour of the Cronulla Sharks. Errors just let them down for me and a little bit of their defence in that second half. Other than that, I thought that they were great. I thought they did a really solid job, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, and it is much better than what we've seen from them in previous weeks, especially from last week in that demolition job against the Warriors. I thought the South Sydney have improved massively. As we said, Jai Gray, I think he's got to be in the 17, especially if he has these sort of performances week in, week out. Jack Whiten in attack, heavily involved, was a big part of this win. But I thought that Tom Burgess was massive for the Rabbitohs through the middle of the park. South Sydney losing a lot better than what we've seen from previous weeks. Sharks getting the job done in a pretty convincing way. Ronaldo Mulitalo having a blinder. Nico Hines playing some really good footy too, setting up a lot of tries and opportunities on each edge. And the Sharkies, as I said, the better team. In this game for sure. A lot of injuries for South Sydney. Obviously, Cam Murray, like we mentioned at the start of the podcast. Tevita Totola injured as well. And then Ty Munro with that collarbone injury. So devastating for South Sydney. Be interesting to see how the side looks going into next week. But as a South fan, I am quite happy with that performance. Be interesting to see over the next week what happens with JD, Jason Demetrio. Obviously, I imagine that he'd keep his job. I think it looked pretty bad. If South Sydney come out, have this type of performance, and then he gets sacked the following day. I think that JD is safe for now. If South Sydney get demolished next week, you know, it could be a different story. But as for now, I think JD is safe. But we'll have to wait and see going into this week. That's full time. See you in the next one.